Some areas of our country are doing very well. Others are doing less well. It will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better.
有說他們說是記者, 但實際上是不是這麼簡單呢? 我們也需要...
From this evening, I must give the British people a very simple instruction. You must stay at home.
We can no longer, from today onwards, be proud. We can no longer sit back and remain silent on the senseless, unlawful killing, sly racism of another human being based only on what? Their skin color.
We are worried that the Chinese Communist Party make use of the evil law to further suppress Hong Kong people.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
Hi everyone, and welcome to Where We Are with Nina Zoe Porter, your breakdown of all the key events in the world from the past 7 days, all in one bite-sized podcast. For today's episode, here's what happened in the world this week.
Now it's turning out it's not just old people, Bob, just today and yesterday some startling facts came out. It's not just older
yeah, exactly.
young people, to plenty of young people.
This week, a new book titled Rage, published by journalist Bob Woodward, revealed that US President Donald Trump knew COVID-19 was deadlier than the flu before it hit the country, but wanted to play down the crisis. Bob Woodward, who broke the Watergate scandal and is one of the nation's most respected journalists, interviewed Mr. Trump 18 times from December 2019 to July 2020. Mr. Trump is quoted as telling him the virus was deadly stuff before the first US death was confirmed.
Inexplicable and unexplainable.
Well, I think, Bob, really, to be honest with you...
Sure, I want you to
I
be.
Wanted to... I wanted to always play it down. I still like playing it down.
Yes, sir.
Because I don't want to create a panic.
On Wednesday, the US media released parts of the interviews between President Donald Trump and the journalist. According to the interview tape, Mr. Trump told Woodward in February that the coronavirus was deadlier than the flu.
It's also more deadly than your strenuous flus. You know, people don't realize we lose 25,000, 30,000 people a year here. Who would ever think that, right?
I know. It's
I mean, it's pretty amazing. And then I say, well, is that the same thing?
For,
this is more deadly. This is 5% versus 1% and less than 1%. You know, so this is deadly stuff.
Previously, Donald Trump had publicly attacked the Chinese government for their handling of the crisis, criticizing them for downplaying the virus when it first broke out in December 2019 in Wuhan, China. However, in this interview, Donald Trump says President Xi's approach in dealing with the virus was in good shape.
And so what was President Xi saying yesterday?
Well, we were talking mostly about the virus, and I think he's going to have it in good shape, but, you know, it's a very tricky situation. It's,
it goes
through air, Bob. That's always tougher than the touch. You know, the touch, you don't have to touch things, right? But the air, you just breathe the air. That's how it's passed.
Responding to these claims, President Donald Trump defended his approach by saying he wanted to avoid causing public panic. Opposition leader and Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has said Mr. Trump's reported comments were beyond despicable. And next.
At the same time, we're developing new types of tests which are simple, quick, and scalable. They use swabs or saliva. They can be turned around in 90 minutes or even 20 minutes. The so-called Operation Moonshot to deploy mass testing will allow people to lead more normal lives and reduce the need for social distancing.
On Wednesday, Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced an ambitious plan for millions of people to be tested for coronavirus every day in what he called a moonshot approach. Leaked documents have emerged suggesting that the government intends to carry up to 10 million coronavirus tests a day by early next year. It revealed there were plans to grow the UK's testing capacity from the current 350,000 a day to up to 10 million a day. These documents also provided more detail on the plans for private companies GSK, AstraZeneca, Serco and G4S to carry out the proposals.
Mass testing. I mean, we already have mass testing, as I say, 1.2 million a week, 17.6 million, I think, tests carried out overall in the existing system. And we're scaling that up further to be able to do 500,000 tests per day. That's under all the existing technologies. We're opening up a couple of more test centres, one in Newport, one in Chernwood. So that's continuing to expand.
The mass testing programme would cost up to £100 billion, which is almost as much as the government spends on the NHS each year, £130 billion. However, scientists and health professionals have raised doubts about Operation Moonshot. Experts say there are issues with the laboratory capacity for current tests, and the technology for more rapid tests does not yet exist. Health expert Chand Nagpal warned it could lead to hundreds of thousands of people being wrongly told they have coronavirus.
Current testing, at best, results in about a 1 in 4 or 1 in 3 chance of the test being a false negative. So even if you mass test, you will be missing about 1 in 4 people who are infected, but will be told that they're not, and therefore you continue to have spread.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson hopes the moonshot approach will work to be able to give people the freedom pass, which, as he puts it, is the knowledge that they are not infectious and can hang out with other people who are not infectious either, in a pre-COVID way. And finally,
me house this finish, as far as many
This week, fires destroyed Greece's largest migrant camp, Moria, an overcrowded facility on the island of Lesbos, leaving nearly 13,000 people homeless and without shelter. According to the local fire chief, Konstantinos, fires initially broke out in more than 3 places in a short space of time. The main blaze was spread by high winds before it was eventually put out on Wednesday morning. Although it was reported there were still some small fires burning inside some containers at the site. It is unclear how the fires first started. However, the Greek migration minister, Notis Mitarachi, said the fires began with the asylum seekers due to the new quarantine measures imposed. However, he did not elaborate further. After the incident, police blocked roads from the camp to prevent migrants entering nearby towns. Many attempted to carry their belongings to the port town of Mytilene, but access was cordoned off. In response, Moria camp staged a protest in front of the police barriers. Many were singing and banging plastic bottles as they marched up and down a stretch of coastal road, calling for the right to leave Lesbos. Since the fire, families have been sleeping in fields and on roads after fleeing the blaze on Wednesday, as authorities struggled to find accommodation for them. In response to the crisis, some European countries have agreed to take minors who have fled the fire. On Friday, Germany says 10 European countries have agreed to take 400 unaccompanied minors. However, a plan of action is yet to be in place. So, you're all caught up. That's where we are in the world this week. Be sure to listen next week to stay up to date on the latest news around the world. Search Where We Are with Nina Porter on all podcast platforms and subscribe today to get new episodes first.